بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. وروي عن أنس رضي الله عنه قال: قالت أم حبيبة رضي الله عنها: يا رسول الله، المرأة يكون لها زوجان تدخل الجنة هي وزوجها، لأيهما تكون، للأول أو للآخر؟ قال: تخير أحسنهما خلقا، كان معها في الدنيا يكون زوجها في الجنة. يا أم حبيبة، ذهب حسن الخلق بخير الدنيا والآخرة. حضرت انس ابن مالک رضی اللہ عنہ narrates that on one occasion حضرت ام حبیبہ رضی اللہ عنہ asked رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم an interesting question. She said, Oh رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, if a woman had two husbands, meaning she was married, husband passed away, after the iddah she got married again, and then she passed away. Now she had two husbands. Now we know the law of Islam in this world, a woman can't be married to many husbands at one time. The same applies in Jannat. While a man can be married up to four women in this world, and many more in Jannat, so this question won't arise for a man. He can have all those wives, the woman of this world, if he was married to many women, and he can have the hurs of Jannat. But the law for the woman is, in this world and in the Akhirat, she can't have more than one husband. So she asked a question, when she goes to Jannat, and these two men also go to Jannat, the two husbands, لِأَيِّهِمَا تَكُونُ. Now whose wife will she be? Will she be the first husband's wife? Because he passed away, and the marriage was still intact right till the last point. Or will she be for the second man that she got married to? Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah ta'ala will give her the choice. Allah ta'ala will give her the choice, but أَحْسَنُهُمَا خُلُقًا كَانَ مَعَهَا فِي الدُّنْيَا يَكُونُ زَوْجَهَا فِي الْجَنَّةِ. That person that treated her the best in terms of character in this world will be her husband in Jannat. She will opt and choose for that person that had the best type of character in this world. So then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Oh Umm Habiba. Now from this we can see, ذَهَبَ حُسْنُ الْخُلْقِ, that حُسْنُ الْخُلْقِ, good character, has taken all the goodness in this world and in the Akhirat also. In this world it benefits so much, in the Akhirat also it will benefit a person, that even if he had, or even if she had two husbands, then she will be given the choice to choose the one that had the best character, and the one that had the best character will be a husband in the Akhirat. It's a point of reflection for us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, خَيْرُكُمْ خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِهِ وَأَنَا خَيْرُكُمْ لِأَهْلِهِ. The best of you are those that are best to their wives, and I am the best to my wives. This requires many qualities: to be sabir, to be tolerant, to be patient, and especially our ulama advise at the time of anger. They say, غصہ پاس نہ آنا چاہیے. Person shouldn't even become angry, because then all hell will break loose. Person, many times, he issues the divorce, and then he says, but I was angry, in angst. And in anger, we say some very bad words, and we hurt people very badly, and then it causes major problems later on for us. Say when you patch up, but that wound is still there, that mark is still left. After we said all those terrible things, and we picked on the family, and we picked on them. So we should remember, we shouldn't be like those people, that during the day we abuse them, physically or emotionally, and during the night we want to use them. Abuse during the day and use during the night. It's not fair. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. If a person has these weaknesses, then we should go to the mashayikh, our spiritual doctors, and we should get advice from them how we can overcome these weaknesses and make our marriages blissful marriages. Allah Ta'ala give us